chorus again of number 84 in the White Book? Let the give praises to Jehovah. We're not talking about the other person. We're talking about ourselves. Right? Let us give praises to Jehovah, for his name alone is high and his glory is exalted. What a wonderful song. And it's so good to sing at Pilgrim Camp because you actually see those things. You see the trees and the cedars and sometimes the creeping things and the beast of the field and so on. Praise God. But we see God's glory all around us in a place like this, and we ought to enjoy that. I know you do. That's one reason we come. When I look outside my bedroom window, I just see another house. in Canarsie, or a messy backyard. But here at camp, I see these lovely grounds and the mountains and the lake. Praise God. And so it all helps to get us in touch with the Lord and lay aside distractions. That's one thing that we love about camp. We lay aside so many of the distractions that we have to deal with at home. And our constant attention is called to Jesus and focusing on Him. And that does something for you. And if you go back home and you lay some of those distractions aside and continue to make it your aim to pay attention to Him more during the day, you find that you keep some of that blessing with you. God establishes it in your life, and you can experience Jesus in a greater way as you walk with Him at home. And that's, of course, God's goal. He just doesn't want to bless us here at camp, but He wants to do something for us at camp so when we go home that we can better walk with Him, better maintain His touch upon our life. And so I'm looking forward to that. I do every year that I come, and I see a difference every year that I come. It ought to be getting better. And we don't want to lose what God does for us. That's the trick. Well, maybe that's not the right word. But, you know, so often we go back home, and then it's August, September, October, and by then we've lost a lot of what God has done for us. But God doesn't want that. He wants to establish it in our lives and then help us to keep growing. So that next year, if God wills that we come together like this, that we're more in the presence of God and better able to touch Him for ourselves and one another. Praise God. Let's sing number one also in this white book, O Worship the Lord in the Beauty of Holiness. Praise God. One of our favorite camp songs. let's unite in prayer for the whole camp today, as we do every day. But today is the day the Lord has made, and we have reason to rejoice, be glad in it. And so let's do that. And let's thank God for what He's going to accomplish in the lives of our children and all of us, the others that will come today and go with those that have to leave. Praise God. We certainly want to pray for our brother Eddie and sister Susan as they travel back home to the city. And thank God for their ministry here. I'm glad that brother Eddie starts things off. He always lays a good foundation. You come onto the grounds and you feel something solid. And so we know that's the Lord's doing. And of course there are others that are here long before we get here, praying, walking with God, and that seems to set the tone for when we come. So we appreciate that more than we can say. But let's pray for our brother Eddie and sister Susan, that God will bless them, and that God will make their ministry even more rich as they go home and other places that God sends them to minister. Lord, we thank You for our brother Eddie. We thank You, Lord, for all that You've done for him.
Yes.
Lord, the years that he grew up learning of You and being taught to seek You, Lord. And thank You that You gave him grace to do so. And You've come to him, Lord. We see that. We see the way in which You've blessed him and made him a blessing. And we know that You're going to continue to do that, Lord. We know that's His desire, that Jesus be manifest in his life and ministry more and more. And we stand with him in that. And we pray, Lord, that You will just minister to him in these days now. We pray that You'll minister refreshing. We pray, Lord, that he'll have the joy of seeing the flow of the Holy Ghost in his life and ministry in a greater way as he continues to give himself to Your people and Your service. Lord, bless our sister Susan as they minister together, Lord. We pray that the gifts and the anointing of the Holy Ghost that You desire for her will be manifest in her life increasingly. Bless them, Lord, we pray. Thank You for them. Thank You for the blessing You've made them. Thank You for their loving concern over camp and the individuals here. And we pray, Jesus, that You'll just cover them with Your blood as they travel. And we pray, Lord, that You will go before them and let them see the way that You have chosen. We pray that You'll bless the camp today, Lord. Bless every part of this camp today, Jesus. We pray that You will show forth Your glory here in this place. Lord, let our young people see the glory of God today. Let their eyes be opened somehow to see how precious Jesus is. We pray that as they're in their meeting this morning in the cottage and village, and as they go about their activities during the day, Lord, we pray that those sweet touches of the Holy Ghost, those little flashes of light that come into our soul will be their portion today. Bless the counselors, Lord. Give them faith. Give them love. Make them channels of Your blessing, Lord, in ways that they wouldn't even consider, Lord. But according to the needs, we pray that Jesus will be able to flow through them. Oh, God, protect us, Lord. Keep Your hand over this place. Cover us with Your precious blood today. Keep sickness from us. Keep us free from serious accident, Lord. We just pray that You'll just keep these grounds holiness unto the Lord. And God, help us. Give us grace to cooperate with You along these lines. Lord, we want You to be glorified today. We want this place to be filled with Your glory. We need that, Jesus. And You desire that for us. And so we claim that. And we rejoice in Jesus' precious name. Amen. Praise God. Amen.